Goddamn, bitch. More. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Akiko.
Who's Scooty, Maya?
Let it go.
I ain't forget, nigga.
They used to scoot, my nigga. Let that shit go.
I ain't forget.
Niggas, but I mean, you can't help who scoot your little baby.
I don't know what Scooty is. Like, you know Scooty.
Now you're listening to NDO Podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it. Nigga.
Shit. Nigga. 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 Nigga.
It's like a pizza.
That was way too much fun. That was way too much fun.
I don't know about y'all, but I think we can keep that take.
That's a fact.
That was way too much fun, dog.
What the fuck?
That was way too much fun.
It just happened.
I don't know, dog. But I can't wait to
magic
hear it back.
Magic happened. And I'm deciding to keep it.
Keep that shit, dog.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gents, the NWO Podcast with myself, Bennessy, take a shot of me. And per the usual, I'm accompanied by my brothers in buffoonery, Plus.
Yo.
And Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Vegan Trap Lord in the building.
Okay.
And ladies and gents, yet again, we are the NWO Podcast.
Yo.
How's everyone feeling?
Good, man. Good, great. Good. Y'all boys got a nigga lit. Let's go.
Feel like money.
Niggas feel like money.
Like money.
All right, let's start with some weird shit. Ben, what is the best way to tell a friend that they stink? Like, it's some people stink, and even though I feel as if they should be aware, they pretend as if they aren't.
So,
how do you break that to someone? What do you do?
Unfortunately, you gotta go old school with it. If you are sitting next to that person, you just all of a sudden say, yo, you smell that? Yo, you smell that? And if they don't smell it, you know, you search around just a little bit. And if the smell is coming from that person, you'd be like, yo, were you in the kitchen cooking something or whatnot? Were you like peeling onions recently? And they'll get it. I think they would.
Were you digging through trash? Were you looking for a clue?
You're saying it without saying it.
Does the same go for bad breath? How do you express that? It needs to be expressed.
You act as if you're taking a mint for yourself, and then you offer the next person the mint.
That's classic. What do you do when you don't have the mint?
Ooh.
Do you know the kind of person who has no concept of personal space. You ever had one of those breaths in your face?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every time I rode the jitney in North Miami.
Haitian revival.
Richard, how do you tell somebody that they stink?
I'm very direct, so I tell them, hey, man, you stink, bro. Or I'd be like, dog, we about to go out, dog. Your breath smell like ass, man. Like, it smells really bad. You should do something about it. So I like to tell them, I don't want my nigga, like, going out there sad, bro, because you send a nigga up for failure.
You know what I learned when I turned 18 and moved out into the world, I learned that everybody doesn't share the showering every day philosophy. I was shocked to learn this, but not everybody believes in it. I never asked about your niggas' beliefs.
No, it's true. You're absolutely.
No, I mean, like, does everybody around here shower daily? Don't be ashamed now.
No, yeah. Shower daily.
All right, but let me be real with you.
You're like conserving water.
Let me be real with y'all niggas. If it's a Saturday and I know I'm not going nowhere, I may or may not shower that day. Fuck y'all niggas.
No, look, you're allowed a stank ass Saturday, yeah. I think. You're allowed a stank ass Saturday. Y'all niggas. You're allowed a stank ass Saturday, stank ass Sunday. Fuck y'all niggas, man. You can be stank at home for all I care.
Yeah.
Just don't come into the world that way.
No, yeah. If you're going to go somewhere, you got
to
shower.
Don't try to hit the club without showering.
Oh!
Because that means you really don't give a fuck.
Cologne perfume can't hide you stinking. No,
and here's the crazy part. Niggas are still pulling holes like that. That lets you know how dirty some of these bitches is.
What's the word for want in English? Because they don't have it.
Shame.
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 Fuck it.
Shame.
I had a teacher back in eighth grade. He taught us, like, he would call out all the boys who just came from gym class and didn't wash themselves.
Can't wash their fucking ass.
Like, he would literally say, y'all, you can't mix cologne with funk.
I think that's fucked up, though. You didn't realize that?
But it's a great deterrent.
They start you. No, but I'm talking about in terms of, like, being in middle school, and you got second period gym class with six more classes to go.
Isn't that stupid?
Fucked up.
That's fucked up. But what
you're setting the kids up.
Think about it from an administrative point of view. What are you going to do with these fucks? They won't stop moving. You got to put them somewhere. We have space outside. Let them run there. Fuck. Like, what are you going to do with them?
They usually put the special ed kids there, right? Like, that first. all right, come on.
Let me tell you. I remember I was in fucking middle school, Westview. I was hanging out before school. There was this, like, he was on, like, it was, nigga was like 6'8". He was in one of these special classes. I was walking backwards. I stepped on this monster's shoes. This nigga, like, lifted his big mallet of a fist, right? And, like, some little woman who was with him was like, no, no, come on, no. And the nigga, I don't know what I would have did if that monster had clocked me. I remember he was wearing all white. Nigga had on a white hat, white polo shorts, white polo tee, and white shoes. Clean ass, big emotionally handicapped nigga.
Don't ever use the word monster and mallet again, dog. Together.
This nigga was a mammoth of a man, this boy. And it's like, I know now that I'm a child, I'm remembering him too big, but I feel like the nigga was massive.
That's funny as fuck, dog. Except.
What was he, 6'8" in middle school?
Okay, maybe. That may be hyperbole.
Oh.
The nigga Jesus said a mallet.
Bro, that shit, you know what's crazy? That being alienated at school feels weird as fuck. Like, that Esau shit is awful. But I guess you can't put the niggas with the regular kids.
What do you think is worse, Esau or ESE?
What is ESE?
Like, the learning disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they make our acronyms so close to each other? They don't think that's confusing?
Yeah.
Like, because that's why so many people think that niggas who don't speak English are retarded. Like,
yeah, because remember that this, like, niggas used to diss you and say, nigga, bitch, that's why you in Esau, thinking that they were saying you're in ESC.
Nah, bitch,
this was my logic. Esau sounds like Spanish to me, so I thought That's where all the Spanish niggas went.
You saw
until you saw the black nigga who's balding and coming out of class.
Balding?
Yeah. I was thinking about you started balding in fifth grade, so I was thinking about you.
Dang, you got your head.
It was high school, slut boy.
Wait, you walked into that shit.
Did anybody know anybody in them classes personally?
Aside from you, no.
Bitch. Ben says, you know a nigga. Miriam? Remember Johnny?
Was it Amos in Esau? What?
I thought you
were Amos walked. Amos walked the class holding hands.
Oh shit.
Fucking monsters are snorting.
Oh shit, man.
Chris, I think what is the best way to tell a friend that they stink? You see how far niggas go?
We're nowhere near that subject.
I would say I would recommend they take a cleanse. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the issue is much deeper than
it's so Chris.
You taking a shower.
Maybe you stink from your soul, my nigga. You stink from deep within.
I don't believe Chris or Ben, to be honest with you.
Wait, you think Ben's a say nothing ass nigga?
Yeah, because I've been stinking around both these niggas. They've never said a word to me. I know I have been stinking.
I just leave the room.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but if your breath stinks, if your breath stinks, I'm just not really gonna, like, we're not going to talk much.
God,
there'll be a lot of head nodding.
Cause I've been shitty around Ben.
I would love to know, bro.
But I can't imagine you like, all right, we about to go out and you stink and niggas not saying nothing.
Nah, there's no way.
It's if we around the house.
Yeah,
and we, you know what I'm saying, it's been a couple of days. And I notice you not going to the shower. I'm like, bro, you okay? Like everything all right?
Hey, my nigga, your wash rag kind of dry. If everything okay.
I noticed you've been on the couch for a little bit.
Nigga, wash rag feel like a potato chip.
I noticed your Old Spice bottle still ain't really changed.
It's been untampered.
The seal's still on it.
For real. Yeah. I ain't hear your shower running a while. Nigga.
That's just weird, bro. Like, it's, you can tell your friend anything, but like, I don't know why you feel like the world is going to come down crashing when you tell them that they stink.
Because niggas are sensitive and don't like to admit it. Niggas are sensitive. Niggas are sensitive.
Cause it's a bodily thing. Like, I mean, like,
if the stink is uncontrollable. If the stink is uncontrollable. Like, what if he can't control?
I'm sorry. We always do this. We were laughing because Chris was hugging himself and talking.
And rocking back and forth.
Had his damn hand to his face to speak.
Okay. So let me ask this question, too, since we're here. Have you ever had to tell a woman that she stinks?
Yes. But I didn't. I should have.
That's why I just left. Yeah, y'all niggas don't talk, man.
I was a kid. I should have said something, but I just left.
I told this girl her pussy stink.
I just left. I was like, I gotta go do something.
I kicked her out. I already gave this story. I'm not giving it again.
Yeah, no, but just know that's a synopsis, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you smell, you stink, get the fuck out.
Ben, have you ever loved somebody so much it made you cry?
I didn't love her.
What?
No, I was just, I'm sorry. So, you know, sometimes brandy slips out, you know, like.
But, I'm trying to remember. I'm not sure if I said it directly, but I did have her shower. I suggested that we both shower.
Yeah, you
but
guys
the true together. Intent was for her to shower.
Let us bathe together.
That's the bend.
I'll wash you when you wash me.
He's such a nice guy. She's to this day, she has no idea that he was referring that she stinks
at all.
She just thought that he wanted to take a lovely shower.
Thought that was romantic as fuck.
Yeah.
Kudos that's to you, bro.
That's the thing. If you can smell the stink from just not even being in somebody, like, that's an offensive kind of stink.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
women, it's protruding. It's
that shit was so bad. I didn't fuck for like months, maybe 6 months, lying and fuck. It fucked me for a while. Anyways, let's get off this.
Speaking of being fucked for a while, what is the best way to get over a woman?
The best way to get over a woman is to get under a woman.
You know what? I was hoping nobody said that shit, but...
Get behind one, maybe?
Groovy. Okay. All right. Inside, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's no math to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get over her, but I mean, at the same time, new vagina helps too.
So that's the real answer? That heals the wound of the old?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You have to... Because at the end of the day, once you catch that nut... After you get over the fact of why did I just do that, you're going to go right back to post not clarity. You're going to go right back to thinking about who you were thinking about.
That's a lonely place, Big Dog.
Oh my gosh. Mm. It's a shitty place.
Shitty.
So then once you've been dumped or you're outside singing Ray J songs and you're in the rain, what, if you had one wish, what is the best way to get past that?
To continue living your fucking life. Once you realize there's more more apples out there, you just continue living your life, man.
Has anybody here ever heard that apple analogy before?
I couldn't think of anything.
They're more fish in the sea.
I knew when I said that you were like this.
I was like, oh, fuck.
He thought it was...
I don't want to say fish in the sea.
He thought it was a skate. He thought he was slick.
Once I saw him do this, I said, fuck.
I knew it. There's more apples out there, nigga. The fuck are you talking?
Who's ever said that? Apples. I knew I was fucked the minute you said. Oh shit.
Oh god, that's beautiful.
No, but to get over a woman, I would say time heals all wounds, dog. It's not a pussy that you can fuck that's gonna have to get over a woman, dog.
Nah, bro.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you're ready to move on, you're just ready to move on. You just gotta get over this shit.
Whatever Chris, you do, don't jump into another relationship.
Don't do that.
Because hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Be more specific for me.
Like, if you're still in pain or you're still suffering from that previous relationship, whatever it be, you know what I'm saying? Whatever trauma you take in with you, that you need to get over before you move on. If you haven't moved on or dealt with that trauma, you take that into your next relationship and end up traumatizing the person you with, then y'all separate. Now there's two more traumatized people in the world.
Because you didn't take that time to heal yourself before moving on.
Self-love is key.
And here I am thinking that self-love was masturbation. Look at that. Look at that.
A lot of people think self-love is masturbation, honestly.
Ben, what is the best way to get over a woman? I know.
The way that I got over it is you just occupy your time. You find stuff to do. You find stuff to actually continue to do that you love, that you may have given up when you were with said person that you broke up with. See, in my situation, the way I got over it is I started making beats. I started making like 5 beats a day.
Found a passion.
Not for 3 summers. But
3 summers. That's a different world.
Yeah. And I just turned to music.
That's brilliant advice, Ben. Find your passion.
Nigga, learn carpentry, y'all boys. Like, pick up some. Become like the Christ. Like,
or you can listen to Michael Jackson. He has music for all type of moods. Bro. Happy, sad, please. Breaking up. Well, I mean, whatever mood you're in, Michael does have music for that shit. I'm being honest. Jubilant music. Uplifting music. Sad music. Love music.
You know, a lot of his music is pretty weird. Like, when you ask...
How is it weird?
When you ask, who is it? Is it my brother?
Yeah.
Like, why are you accusing your brother smashing your old lady?
It doesn't.
And then
it doesn't have to necessarily be your brother. It could be your homeboy.
First, he said, my mom always told me. Then he said, people always told me. And it's like, which is it, liar? Like, keep up and make a consistent story about who told you. Don't be playing with young girls' heart. Yeah. Is everybody telling you this shit?
Yeah, you out here believing people.
My mom has told me, and people have told me, but yet I sit and listen, and I still fucked you. And now you're telling me I have a son, but is it my son?
And then, like, I don't understand the reasoning behind the white children. If he's such a proud black man, why the white children? Andy, there's nothing wrong with white children. You know how much he loves them. He really loves them.
What do you mean by white children? What about them?
Why does he have three of them? Nigga kids grow on trees. He's such a proud black man.
Why are you
raising three Republicans?
Are you okay, Annie?
Their mother is white.
Why is she white?
I don't know.
Their mother is white. So is their father, Ricky.
Yeah, their biological father is white.
Why do you think he wanted to own three white children?
That I can't answer that.
You seem speechless.
I am speechless because I give two fucks about his kids. I only give a fuck about Michael Joseph Jackson.
It's not more about his kids as much as it is about his actions. Like him hanging over children over bridges. I mean, over the balcony.
I don't give a fuck about
the behavior's odd.
It is very odd behavior. I understand that.
He's not a very odd man.
He's a very eccentric man. I said that many times.
I didn't say eccentric. I didn't even use that word.
He's a very odd man. That's what makes him such an easy target because he's so odd.
Easy top. You see that? You see what you did there? You see what you did there? You just said that Michael Jackson rides dick. You see what you did?
Michael Jackson is a fucking saint. He didn't do anything to anybody. He doesn't deserve any of this shit. That's all I'll say about that. I love you, Michael. And they don't really care about us.
Wasn't that song kind of weird, too?
No, it was the truth. It was the fucking truth. And all I want to say is that they don't really care about us. And if Martin Luther was still living, he wouldn't let this be. God damn it. That's what he was trying to tell y'all niggas, but niggas don't want to listen.
I need somebody to make a brand new, updated Michael Jackson movie about the end. Because the fucking last one stopped, like, at the highlight of his career. This new shit needs to be a drug-infested mess.
Yeah.
You think they're really going to show all the drugs, though, bro?
It's going to... You know what? It's going to happen.
He got killed, bro.
It needs to be 40 years from now.
He was getting high as fuck, Ricky. Come on, man.
Just like Bob Marley got killed, Michael Jackson got
killed. I'm not telling you he didn't get killed.
No.
I agree.
Of course. I believe Michael Jackson was... He had to get high. Look what the fuck they were saying about him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in that same vein... Like a Bob Marley, a Michael Jackson, them type of people, they gonna kill them.
Yeah. They're very influential.
Too influential. A Martin Luther King, them niggas gotta die. They gotta die. Yeah.
Ricky, I'm not gonna let you put Michael Jackson in the same sentence as Martin Luther King, okay? like I was gonna let you talk your shit. I was gonna have peace.
Why not?
This nigga's not a civil rights leader, bro.
No, I'm not.
He's a shuffling Negro.
Influence.
I didn't call him that. I'm saying, like a Martin Luther King, who was considered too damn different, he has to die in the eyes of the fucking... the white people thought he had to die. Powers that be felt like he had to die. His influence was too high.
Because of his influence.
Period. Malcolm X had to die. Tupac had to die.
He had to die.
Michael had to die. Michael knew he was going to die. Michael was talking like that. He was warning niggas, but let me not get on that because you guys know I'll go fucking 2 hours about this shit. I'll start screaming and yelling,
no one
sweating.
Gives a fuck.
Everyone gives a fuck.
Gracious,
fuck.
Bro.
Fuck you, bitch. Piece of shit.
Oh my god.
I'm glad you were an Esau.
The best way to get over a woman, I was gonna say, is be productive. Like Ben said, go to fucking work. You're a fucking grown ass man. You'd have time to sit around and be heartbroken. Get a job. Stop being a bum.
No, that's true. No, that's facts.
Get the fuck up. Go to work.
Little bitch.
Shut up.
Little bitch.
Shut up. And go to work.
Speaking of which, y'all see how that nigga Big Sean went back to Ariana Grande?
Boy.
On Janae Aiko?
Boy.
Boy.
Some of that bereavement, but what?
And he likes women with the body of a 12-year-old. Like, both of them...
I think that's odd. Oh, okay, is that weird? Like, what if a nigga dates a childlike adult? Is that weird?
Okay. What do you mean by a childlike adult? What do you mean?
Let's not act like Big Sean is this big ass nigga neither, bro. He's a little guy himself.
Like, she fucking looks 15. I guess she's not.
No, Ariana Grande looks like a fucking child. Janae Aiko looks like a woman, but what's her name? What's that? I just said her name. What's her name?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that little fucker. She looks like a fucking kid. What's so good about her? Why is she so popular?
Oh, she can sing like a motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. What does that matter in 2019? That doesn't fucking matter.
No, but she's singing, bro.
Papoose can fucking rap, but no one gives a fuck.
She's white.
No, 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 no. Come on. She can sing.
She's white, right? She's white?
She's Hispanic. Isn't it Grande?
Grande, whatever the fuck. Grande. Name is.
So, what? Or Ariana Grande.
You want
Grande?
Me to believe that's her real last name?
True, Grande. True indeed. I'm sure she has a spray tan.
Come on.
Fuck, because she can really sing and she can make a good song. Mm-hmm. That Seven Ring shit is a bop. It's certified.
She's a songbird, man.
Okay.
I love her.
And she do like Mariah notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina Aguilera notes.
And she's
I was gonna give her Mariah. That's a bit gracious.
She's a little better than Christina, though, bro.
Vocally, I would have to say so.
I don't think I like that.
I don't
like that at all, cuz I don't think I like that,
bro.
I think we have to. I think we have to get Christina a little bit more respect than that, bro.
Your noodle.
She's like, she get Christina the fuck out of here.
For real, for real.
She's literally rivaling Mariah Carey. A lot of people call her the next one. No,
Christina Aguilera. People say that. Screaming. Shorty's singing like Ariana
people say
Grande
she's the next singing. Mariah. I mean, I'm not that much of a fan. I'm not that much.
People
invested.
Do say that.
No, yeah. I don't have a dog in this fight, but that's what people say.
I don't
people
think she's singing Christina yet. I don't think she like that. But she ain't that nice. Though.
Besides Genie in the Bottle, what the fuck does Christina offer to anyone?
Beautiful. You are beautiful.
Mm. Oh, no fuck matter you. No what one remembers. No one remembers that shit but you.
Worst can.
Nah, that song is about.
That was on your
fucking
Esau
Lady
test.
Marmalade, puss that hoe.
Ah,
Creole Lady Marmalade.
Pink made that song.
You don't like that?
Pink made that shit, bro. Come on.
Pink used us.
They all do. It's unfortunate.
There you go. Looking pitiful. Just because I let you go.
That shit was nice. Fucking Candy wrote that shit.
Yeah.
Girl, I've been moving, sticking and grooving, trying to get to you in that booty. Trying to get to you. What's wrong with you?
She didn't write that.
No, I don't know if she did. But she was on the song. She's a writer.
I look at that song completely different.
That was my intro to T-Pain.
Yeah, that's so
girl, good. I've been moving, sticking and grooving.
That was after I was sprung.
Yeah, but I was trying to, because you know the thing is, this was before like.
Once I'm sprung, come on, I said, okay, he's gone. Shit. He's out of here. It's over.
Right.
I didn't know it was him. Like, I heard it for months on the radio, but I'd never seen him. Like, this is how fucking old we are. Like, I remember like hearing the song, but just never thinking to go look at his face.
Candy came on before E-40.
Yeah.
Right beforehand. Okay.
What you gonna do with this monkey? Oh, wait. What you gonna do with this? Ew. Ow. Ew. What you gonna do when I bend the blood? Wow.
I mean, I used to get the business.
Ew.
Tell him where to go.
We're washed.
Talking about E-40 and sipping sangria. We're old fucks.
Fucking washed, bro. We're done out here.
That ass is fat.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm excited. Let's go to fucking this and that.
Okay. That's certainly.
Fuck
okay.
You. Shut up.
All right.
Because we bottom heavy.
Okay. That's pause.
Yeah. Wild pause.
Damn it. What am I doing?
Dwight Howard ass.
There's nothing. My bottom is pure. The way God intended.
I don't know where you were going with that.
Wait, that stick, clap, clap,
lend a nigga a pencil? Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Okay, we was talking about this shit earlier. And I feel like you niggas about to be fucking disrespectful. So let's get to it. Fucking Jagged Edge or Drew Hill, pussy boys? Let's go, Ben.
Jagged Edge or Drew Hill?
That's what I said.
Drew Hill.
Why Drew Hill?
I enjoyed the number of hits that they have. I can only think of two for Jagged Edge. What's that song? Meet Me at the Altar.
That's Jagged Edge, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Where the Party At?
And Where the Party At?
And what about Drew Hill?
Peaches and Cream.
That's 112.
That's 112.
Damn.
I fuck that Jagged Edge, nigga.
You a pussy. What they got? They got two.
Promise. And let's I get promise married. Yeah. These
Drew. Come on, man. Okay, but now when you fucking with Drew Hill, you got Promise, Sleeping in My Bed, one and two.
Promise belongs to Jagged Edge, by the way. You just said Promise.
Fuck, not Promise. I mean, what did I fucking mean? Never make a promise that I can't keep. Yes, indeed, little bitch. Were they on Wild Wild West with Will Smith?
Cisco was.
You're going. No, Drew Hill was, bro. I thought it was just We're going Hill. Straight
it was
to
that was Drew
the Hill. Wild West.
I remember the video.
Yeah, it's four niggas with fucking saddles and leather pants.
Scoopies.
Hey, well, tell me what you're gonna be. And do you see yourself with a nigga like me in the room? How deep is your love for me? That's what that shit's called. Tell me what you love to be.
What about
I gotta be the one you? I gotta be the one.
I think you're just doing this just to be a fucking contrarian. You suck. Jagged Edge sucks.
I don't think you can go against Drew Hill though, bro.
Drew Hill's
Drew
Hill
go up there with like Boyz II Men type shit, bro.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Nah, you tripping, bro. The hits? They got hits, bro.
They not fucking with Boyz II Men.
I'm not saying they fucking with them, but they definitely
above. If we talking about like lead singers, what group do you think has the better lead singer? Drew Hill or Boyz II Men?
I'll take Drew Hill. I mean, Cisco. Boyz II Men was a dynamic as a group.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Solo, what are you taking, Wanye?
Wanye is the one though, bro.
I'm not taking him over Cisco.
Even though he bobs his head with every run he does, it's beautiful to watch.
Looks like he's convulsing.
Summer came to shit.
I'm taking Cisco.
Without you, girl, my life is incomplete.
He's not the best R&B group lead singer, is he?
That song, the song, song, oh, song. Man.
I don't even know how he got away with that shit. He was walking on bitches.
I mean, okay.
He'd be canceled.
You're talking about thongs. The video is in Miami, video. And the violin is amazing. You can't mess with violin on a fucking hip hop track.
That song is really fucking eternal.
What the thong song?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you like read the lyrics back, it's stupid. Yeah. I mean, even the video is a little cheesy as fuck.
But devilish, she dancing like who's a bitch.
I just want to know what made him walk into Walgreens and buy that platinum for his hair.
I just want to know what he means by she likes to dance at the hip hop spots when she cruised through the cruise to connect the dots. She was living La Vida Loca.
She had dumps like a truck. Which sounds like shit.
Truck. Guys like what?
What are you talking about?
What? What? Baby, move your butt. But. Because you didn't understand, I gotta say it again.
Because you said all that dumb shit.
You didn't understand it, so let me sing it again. So I think I'll sing it again.
So the thing about this song is it has no verse.
No verse.
What it is, it's just repeating the chorus over and over again.
She had.
Dumps like a truck. Truck. Thighs like what?
What?
Baby, move your butt.
But.
I think I'll sing it again. Okay. Let me see that thong.
Thong.
I like him with a beat go.
Bum, 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 whatever he says.
Dunna, dunna. Babe, make your booty go. Dunna. Oh, that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Said I.
Oh, why, yeah, that thong. And he hit with a, ooh, ooh. And that's when he was walking on the bitches. He was skipping on the bitches. Oh, all right. His feet were shuffling.
Knowing damn well he sucks dick.
All right.
I learned that he had a lisp. That kind of changed things for me.
He sucks dick.
He's like a sassy weasel, is what he talks like.
That's the title of the episode, Sassy Weasel. I don't give a fuck what any of you say. The title of this episode is Sassy Weasel.
That's so stupid.
Oh, shit.
That's what I see. He's just fucking slithering and body rolling in the interview.
Oh shit!
Have you guys been watching any of this this Scream Tour reunion shit?
You saw them niggas sitting in a chair dancing. These Omarion niggas. What is the Omarion niggas called?
B2K.
Yeah, B2K.
The Omarion niggas. Fucking disrespectful.
I forgot their name, dog. I just saw them fucking shoulders shimmying and fucking on the fucking chair for like 20 minutes. And people were fucking amused by that shit and fucking amazed and astonished by that bullshit.
I just want to know why Razz B insists on wearing that Zorro hat. I just know what the fuck that is.
I really hate that big lip freak. I hate that motherfucker, man.
He looks like, he looks like fucking Raiden.
He's a weird motherfucker.
And he has no talent. What does he do good? He has no talent.
Here's what's funny to me, right?
He's talentless, dog.
So
you're killing me with this shit.
He's just a fucking friend. So riding along.
10 years ago, he admits to being fucked by Chris Strokes. Mm-hmm. Now they're rehearsing in a group. What the fuck is that meeting like, brother? Like, you told the world that all of us got fucked. Now we need this check. What's that meeting like?
When money's on the line, you put a lot of shit to the side.
Now we fucking learning choreography.
Yeah. Oof. Hey, remember that shit we did back in 02? All right, dust up your knees and let's get going.
Remember Bump, Bump, Bump?
Baby, let me feel sexy, body go bump, bump, bump. Let the fuck up, niggas.
They said Puffy wrote that.
You niggas R. are Kelly. Too fucking old to
R. Kelly
wrote Robert shit. Kelly wrote that.
Word. Damn, bro. I'm 0 for 2 today.
Most of your favorite R&B songs were written by that nigga. Like, real shit. Like, all jokes aside.
Like I said, man, gotta cancel that nigga. But yeah, the music can't really go nowhere.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Ben. Because I'm ruined. What did you say to me? Did you speak to me just now, Ben?
No, I didn't.
What the fuck is going on?
I felt like he gave me a look. What was I just talking about just now? Fucking B2K. Fucking Nelly's on that tour. No, Chingy's on the fucking tour.
Yeah, Chingy's on the tour. It has.
Nah. But Bow Wow isn't on the fucking tour.
Yeah, I think good. Doing the chicken head.
I don't really know how you could do a scream tour without Bow Wow.
That's good.
It's definitely disrespectful.
Why?
Because Bow Wow is part
fuck
of.
Fuck Bow Wow.
Mr. 106 in part.
Wait 1 second.
Fuck Bow Wow, man. Fuck Bow Wow. Fuck him. Don't like try him. To make an argument for him. Fuck like that him. Nigga, man.
I don't like him, but when you think about the numbers and the impact that he had.
Let's go scream tour.
You gotta give respect where respect is due, or you sound like a hater, bro.
We saw him all the time.
He sucks, man. But he sucks. Okay,
but we're talking about an era. In which he was a part
of. Era of shit music, okay. He sucked. But he was just another act.
He was at the forefront of that shit music.
He was just a little bitch with cornrows fucking rapping written songs. He sucked.
He had great songs, though, bro.
He had great songs.
Oh, man. Okay.
Puppy Love was amazing. Just me and you. Puppy Love. Girl, you know what I'm playing with you. It's just puppy love. Rock on, baby. Rock on, rock on. It was lit. Fuck you. Bounce With Me was lit.
All I want to see is
bounce with me. Bounce with me. Let Me Hold You.
Let Me Hold You.
The shit with Ciara was okay.
Yeah.
What's My Name with Snoop was really good.
How'd that go? I forgot.
Do-do-do-do. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Where are my dogs at? Bounce with me now. He likes bouncing, this kid. Mm-hmm. He's into the bouncing.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
what I was going to say is, so Scream Tour Edition, Pretty Ricky or B2K?
Pretty Ricky for me. For me, I'm thinking Pretty Ricky. That's just me.
I think I'm Pretty Ricky too. Like, I know Pretty Ricky's entire first album.
I hated B2K a lot more than Pretty Ricky.
Two fucks about
Pretty. So Pretty Ricky for me.
I didn't respect Omarion until O came out. When that album O came out, I was like, oh shit, this nigga's raw as fuck.
So he's a better lead than Pleasure P is?
To me.
Oh yeah, by far. To my opinion.
In my opinion, by far, yeah.
That's what's, but when both of them left their groups, they crumbled.
I think B2K was a bigger group than Pretty Ricky was, like, as a group. But I think Omarion did okay as a solo artist.
No, but I'm saying, but, like, once Omarion left the group, like, the rest of them niggas crumbled.
Oh, yeah, they were done.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the other niggas was trash.
Niggas were doing, you got served VCR editions. Yeah.
What's the niggas? J-Bugs and...
J-Boog is too old.
Boog, yeah.
J-Bug.
It's what's Raspberry. The nigga on Love and Hip Hop? The rapper?
HC... The only reason how he snuck in is because he's light skinned. There's no other way. None of the other guys got contracts.
Yeah. He has light skin. I thought he was like Busy Bone Son or some shit. He's a
fucking DeBarge or some shit.
Yeah, I thought he was like a bulldog or some shit.
No, I'm talking shit.
Oh.
Fuck. Some nigga facts.
Nigga suck, man.
We have reached to my favorite part of the program.
Stop saying
it. It is the part of the program in which we inquire.
Sorry. It's not a program. It's not a program or a program.
We used to part of the program as to when we inquire to real niggas.
He says that. He looks at me. And we reached our favorite part of our program. We're like, fuck you.
We inquire. We submit inquiries to real niggas. And we ask their opinions on the struggles of day-to-day niggas. Pen, please. Hey,
it's not a mask.
A real nigga. Bro, what you want?
Nigga.
Slide, what you want? Nigga. Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. What the fuck, nigga? You can't do that.
Would he do that? Why would he do that?
Nigga.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Oh, imagine that, what a kid.
Are you the greatest?
Are you the greatest?
One more time. Because I could hear him extending
this
out his hands.
This is his voice, dog.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Look at him.
Oh, look at my...
Look at him.
Are you the greatest?
Look at him.
God damn.
It's a spectacle to him. Sing a nigger. Shuck and Jive is a spectacle.
This old man is fucking he's senile as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Everybody around him is going to jail.
God, that nigga's going to jail, bro.
Like, if this was the streets, like the plug, and everybody would stop picking up his phone calls because you are going down and nobody wants to be near you.
He's done.
But my thing is, I feel like President Skate. Is the fucking wine done? I was looking all over for it.
No.
Put it down on the ground.
Don't you hide it from me. Come to me.
Wait. Hold on.
Come on.
Go ahead.
All right, let's get into these Ask a Real Niggas.
Let's get into the program.
So this question comes from Flip. It's Felipe Bankstray on the Twitter. He says, Ask a Real Nigga, have y'all ever had a woman pray after y'all had sex? And I have.
What?
I think I talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
We, met at a show. No, we met at fucking Labor Day. And it was just nothing. And then we met again. And then we just begin to like, whatever the fuck. Eventually we got to it. And then afterwards she was like, hey, would you pray with me? And I was like, pardon? And she was like, would you pray with me? And we got down on our knees and she did like a vigorous prayer. Like it was like weird prayer warrior shit.
Was she asking for forgiveness?
Yeah, that was a good chunk of it.
Or was she giving thanks?
I know she was grateful. The thing is, we fucked again, but she didn't pray the second time. I guess the one prayer covered both of the fucks.
Blanket prayer.
I don't think you ever heard that joke where they say, do you have to pray when you eat leftovers?
What? No, I never heard that.
Because you pray over the shit initially, but you put it back in the fridge. When you reheat the food, you have to re-pray over the pre-prayed food. Because it's been pre-blessed.
No,
because
it's kosher now.
So you have to re-praise the Lord for the leftovers.
No, because it's kosher. The food that you're eating has already been given thanks for.
I saw a meme that says, what if heaven is a call center for prayers? So you go up there and you just, Jesus house, hello. It's not terrifying to y'all boys?
I mean, it would be if it's true, but I don't think it's true at all.
So nobody else has had prayer sex?
Prayer sex? No. I haven't had prayer sex.
My nigga Felipe, it's just me and you. Just if it's not like he's writing us to know if he's alone. You are not alone. One out of four niggas have fucked a prayer warrior.
Yeah, I've never had a situation where a woman just started praying. Like, I ain't never have it like that. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. This right here, next Ask a Real Nigga question, comes from Style X Tierra.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. What's your first thought if your girl's sneaker collection is better than yours?
She had an influence of some nigga on her life. Period.
Is that where you go directly?
Where's that money coming from?
Well, yeah, you can think about that too. But
I'm a very stupid man. I didn't go any of that. I just, maybe she likes shoes.
Man, why?
So heels wouldn't, you wouldn't think twice.
No.
But sneaker collection, yeah, an expensive one you think is indicative of, I don't know how to say the word.
She could have had brothers though.
Maybe, possibly, yes.
She could have had brothers.
I'm immediately thinking, like, what type of male influenced her interest in sneakers. Not saying that it's not possible that she may have had that interest without a male influence, but I mean, I'm automatically going to think about that because I'm a skeptic.
Do you consider yourself like one of those shoe niggas?
No.
So you don't fuck with shoes?
I stopped fucking with those types of shoes freshman year of college because I was no longer living in my parents' house and I couldn't afford it.
Richard, your first thought when you encountered with a woman with an extensive sneaker collection?
She likes to waste money. That's my first initial thought. Like, why are you wasting your money on this fucking bullshit? So much of all this shit you could be spending your money on.
I mean, but like, nigga, what do you spend money on?
Michael Jackson albums and
collectibles. Chris.
Collectibles that no one has.
Talk to this fucking monkey ass nigga, bro. What do you think an extensive sneaker collection means? Because Ben interprets it as a nigga problem, Ricky interprets it as a money problem. What do you think it means?
I mean, I'm kind of on Ricky's side. Like, you got a spending problem. Because I'm not a sneakerhead, but I'm familiar with how much these sneakers usually cost, especially the hot shit. Like the exclusive joints, you're talking about $300+ a shoe. If you got 12 to 15 $300 shoes, we have a problem, my nigga.
So the motherfuckers aren't allowed their own expensive habit?
Nah, I'm not saying you're not.
Of course.
But at the same time, like, we got a problem. Like, where did you get this passion from? I know your family.
Because
you got brothers.
Some people put
that I don't know about
their habit. In the way of, they put a priority instead of paying bills or shit that actually matters. You know what I'm saying?
So. And why are you not buying two pairs? Why are you only buying one pair? What the fuck you got going on?
What about me?
For real. What about me? Selfish.
Getting to the core of the issue on these fuck niggas.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be out here wearing matching shoes with your girl, bro?
Hey, bro. No. If they $500 shoes, goddamn it.
God damn, do the shoes really cost $500?
Yeah, some of them shits do.
Oh, I have a hard $50 rule when it comes to shoes.
I'm not paying.
I have a hard $50 rule.
Tell me about
it. I have a hard $50 line, my friend.
If it's over $100, it better be a goddamn.
Oh, I couldn't dream.
Special shoe.
I'm giving somebody $100 for a shoe. I couldn't dream of it.
My wife stepped up my shoe game.
They'd be the ones to do it because they care about it that much.
My shoe game was trash before her, bro.
You call it trash, I call it trash. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Where'd you learn that from?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I just picked something out of my ass. Pause.
Thank you.
Fucked up.
Because that was. You say what?
It's wine.
Oh. More wine.
I just said trash.
Yeah. I was trying to understand. I thought I was fucking slow.
And you niggas let me get away with saying trash.
I didn't let you get away with shit. We asked you what the fuck you said.
I don't know. Shit.
You said you was fucked up. I agree. I think you're fucked up.
I hope Ben edited out the episode. I don't know.
This next question comes from Instagram. It's Sir Jean LC. So I'm assuming if your name is Sir Jean,
Haitian.
LC is Louis Charles.
She was born in Haiti.
So is your mama.
Yeah.
Why is it not wrong to not say anything when you see your friend is cheating and you know that they may have a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. I guess she's asking, why don't men think it's wrong to see a homeboy cheating and not say nothing?
Let me tell you something.
Say nothing to who?
Let me tell you something. That is a...
So who they're cheating on?
Let me tell you.
So
I see you cheating, and I'm supposed to go tell your girl?
And she was like, if you don't say anything, like, how is it that men don't see that as something that's wrong?
That's a common misconception that women have about men. That is not fucking true. Not just because if you have a homeboy, you see him doing some dumb shit, that doesn't necessarily mean you're okay with it. Like, women act like niggas don't talk to their niggas like, yo, bro, you fucking up. That's not true. We do shit like that.
Facts.
Niggas do that shit all the fucking time.
But you're also
It's up to your mate if he wants to heed caution. That doesn't necessarily mean his homeboys are okay with arguing with him.
You can't fucking take it. Like, if a nigga is determined to fuck hoes.
Yeah. Back, there's nothing a nigga could do about it.
Take his dick and put it back in his pants, my nigga.
A lot of women just want to pass the blame onto anybody else.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, bitch. You could be fucking up too.
It's either you or him.
Fuck out of here, man.
Go to both of y'all.
Doesn't necessarily mean.
So then you don't think it's your responsibility as a decent human being to see a woman who's suffering and say, hey, you're being fucked over?
You know who you are when you do that?
That's not my business to fucking tell you that. My loyalty doesn't lie to you. You need to fucking go with your woman's intuition. You think that nigga's cheating? Fucking leave him. I'm with my homeboy. I'm gonna tell that nigga, listen, if she's a good girl, I'm like, yo, you got a good fucking girl. You fucking it up. Don't do that shit. But at the end of the day, I can't take his dick and pull out the next woman's vagina.
Ben, he's an animal. Help me here.
How am I an animal? I'm being, what did I say that's wrong? Exactly. Go ahead, Ben.
So,
Ben has no idea what's going on.
I don't. I don't.
Let him figure it out.
I don't. So, why is he an animal?
No, that's not the question, nigga.
No, but why were you calling him an animal?
He doesn't know either. He doesn't know why he called me an animal. No, he has no clue. So, pretty much what he was saying was that the ask her a nigga question. Sir. I was referring to you.
The thing is, so she was assuming that men don't think it's wrong. But you niggas, like Ricky's saying, it's not his burden. It's not his responsibility to warn a woman that she's being fucked over.
Why am I going to snitch?
Is the woman the friend? She's not the friend.
Not the friend.
The homeboy is the friend who's cheating on his girl.
Right.
Yes.
And she's just an innocent person taking bullets.
And I said that
my job is to talk to my homie, get him straight. I'm not gonna go to her.
You know what the type of person that runs to the mate or the person who's being cheated on is usually the type of person that wants that individual. Like they're trying to swoop in and hey, you know this nigga cheating on you, right?
So under no circumstances that a noble thing.
Nah. Because at the end of the day, it's really none of your business, bro.
Even though the cheater is the wrong one in this scenario.
That's a fuck nigga.
That's none of your business. That's your homie. You check your homie. If your homie decides to respect you as a friend and respect your opinion, then hey, so be it. But if he doesn't, like Rick said, you can't go pull the nigga off a female, bro. Like, he gonna do what he wanna do.
Period.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it can be looked at as being morally correct. However, you're putting at risk. Is it the best way to go about the situation? I don't think it is. Because you also, I mean, to do that is to basically say that you don't care about your friendship with the other guy. If you are trying to keep your friendship and also try to derail the whole that other person getting hurt, I would talk to my friend first. So it can be noble, but I don't think it's the best course of action.
I think that's... Yeah, it has to be true. Because it can be looked at as noble. It totally is a fucking explosion waiting to happen.
Right.
So this made me want to ask, like, around your homeboy's girlfriends, like, what version of you do they get? Like, are you, like, 100% been around Maya? Or are you, like, a fucking mold of Ben? Like, how much of that is real when you're around your homeboy girlfriend?
I mean, it pretty much is all real. It's just that I let them lead. Well, I let my friend, Ricky, lead the conversation. I let him be the leader because I'm not sure what it is that I can and can not talk about, whether it might be embarrassing to him or anything like that. So I let them lead the conversation. I'm there as a guest. I'm there to be complimentary to whatever it is that they want to put forth.
Yeah, so then you're saying that you're not Ben. All those things are just saying that I'm not being Ben.
No, I'm Ben. It's just that I don't have to be over the top. I don't have to be completely like...
Yeah, but you're just saying that you're sitting there and responding. That's not normal.
No, not...
Letting somebody lead isn't normal.
I mean, am I supposed to go there and just be completely vapid and just spewing all types of bullshit?
I don't even know what vapid means.
You're just talking without purpose.
I'm not saying that, but intentionally being reserved and letting somebody else lead the conversation is saying something else.
I mean, I'm myself, period. It's just that I'm never the type to just be all in your face and doing extra shit anyway. That's just me. Like, because Ricky is a different person, he'll probably have a different answer because he's not me.
Does that go for, like, all the girlfriends of your friend? They get the kind of same kind of Ben?
Yeah.
That's a grinder grinding drugs. Ricky.
Yes, sir. My homeboy's girlfriends... In the very beginning, they get such a great Ricky. Like, I'm just the greatest ever. Then once I found out they're in, my boy got them, fuck them. Whatever you get, you get. What you think of me means nothing to me. I give two fucks about you.
They need to know the truth.
Yeah. Because I want to set the precedent that I never want to hear from you.
I just can't hide this for long. I'm going to fuck up. Why not just show you who this is?
Not even that. It's just that I've just... feel like you're usually the women are frauds. They befriend you just so they feel like when they need you, okay, if I make him my friend, I can get info out of him.
Well, that so women believe that like under no circumstances will men ever do the right thing and snitch on their homeboy. So they're correct in assuming that like your husband's friends are not your friends, your boyfriend's friends are not your friends.
I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah. Let me tell you right now, you won't get nothing out of me. And yeah, don't ask me about your nigga. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what he's doing. That's your problem. That's your business. He could be right next to me. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't care. That's like, your problem.
Like, but don't get it confused. If in a situation where my boy and his girl end up having a child and I'm the godfather, you can always count on me to be there for you in that capacity. But anything aside from that, I'm not infiltrating your union. I'm not infiltrating any of that.
That's different. No. We talking about godfather type shit, best man type shit, that's different.
But they may allow that status to bleed over into their own agenda.
Nah, fuck off. I'm the godfather. That's what I'm there for. I'm not there to be your private investigator.
No, I'm not your PI.
No. I called him, but I see that you guys are out and he's not answering. Oh, that sucks.
Man,
that's crazy.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I'd be saying in my head. Not that I'm R. Kelly. I'm not even responding. Like, how'd you get my number?
This fucking next Ask a Real Nigga.
So what would you do, Plus? Yeah, I mean, you should answer these questions too. You are on a podcast. I mean, the fuck do you think this is? You motherfucker.
He's just smiling.
Cause I was skating, you know me.
Nah, I know you. That's you why I said, me. What would you do, bitch?
Roll bounce.
Yeah, we know you. Shut
what
up.
What would you do?
We never want to hear that song again. Who your DJ's playing your favorite tunes?
We used to.
Beautiful music.
Man, what are we going to do, man? At wedding reception.
What are we going to do,
Cupid
man?
Shuffle. Ooh, man. We're going to fucking Cupid
what are we
Shuffle.
Do, dog?
Tell down, do the dance, do the dance.
I'm mad at Robert for all of this because I don't know what we're going to do. But go ahead.
Thank God there's no Michael at weddings. All right, so
you crazy as fuck. Don't stop till you get enough, you motherfucking rock with you.
Ugh,
the
I guess.
Fuck up, man.
So the very next Ask a Real Nigga question is, it comes from actually fucking Ricky. Fucking forgot to put the name of who this beautiful Ask a Real Nigga question comes from. And I want to apologize for that. Because you copy and pasted it with no name, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good. No, it's no problem. I just want some people to know that it's you.
Allegedly.
It says, I absolutely love this podcast. I used to listen while I was out jogging, but y'all had me laughing too hard sometimes and people will think that I was crazy. I live out in Louisiana, so they already feel some type of way about my niggerness. That's beautiful.
Oh, I know who this is. She's coming to our live podcast. I forgot her name, but she's coming to our live podcast. Haitian girl.
Turn up. She's like, I'm not good with transitioning like y'all niggas are. Thank you. But I gotta ask a real nigga question. If your significant other sat you down and said, tell me the truth about anything you've lied about during this relationship, and there won't be any consequences afterwards, would you take the chance? Trying to get my flight together for the live show. Hopefully I see y'all there. See you there, little baby. So if your bae said, tell me, come out right now and confess about every lie you've ever told this relationship, I wipe the slate clean, I won't be mad, this is your chance, are you going to take it?
I would.
I'm sorry, stupid. You said what?
I would. You know how many times Maya asks me when she gets home, did I change the baby's diaper? And I say yes, and I never did. And the baby gets a diaper, and she's like, how the fuck did that happen?
Okie doke.
Damn, I don't know.
You must have just did that.
I don't know. That's crazy, man. Blame it on the babysitter. I don't know.
You know what they remind me of? I remember I was playing Madden, and I forget, I had RG3, and I was working with my quarterback, and Eli's mother runs in the room, and she's crying. I'm like, what? What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? She was like, I dropped the baby. I was like, oh, come on, man. I dropped that nigga like 7 times already. Right? I always drop this nigga. Kids are squirrely, bro. It's like, kids, the sound they make when they hit the ground is so daunting. Like, when you're in the living room and you hit that
earth shattering.
Oh, God.
It's earth shattering, bro.
You hit that
bone
doom,
chilling.
Just baby face. Hitting the floor.
Oh my God.
That shit. I remember, like, he would do this shit where, like, I would have him in my hand and he would just jerk back. I wasn't prepared for the shit. And just, boom, he fall. And then, like, he started rolling earlier than I thought he was. So we'd be on the bend. and he'd roll off, and then I wake up, and the nigga's just back crying.
On his, he never fell face down, and we, he's like,
it's like, and you just can't tell them that, yo, I drop this baby a lot. You just gotta keep it to yourself. But once she becomes a dropper, you can share your drops. I got more drops than Brandon Marshall, bro. I got some drops. Where was I going with
this? So would you guys tell your, would you take that offer?
Nah, that's a trap. I know a trap when I hit one.
What about you, Ben?
I wouldn't do it because I'm paranoid. Only because not all of the lives are going to hold the same weight. How can you completely trust that she's going to react the same way to every lie that you reveal? And if it's like lie after lie after lie after lie, that's compound lies. And she's like, going to blow up at some point.
Even though she gave you her word.
Yeah.
Baby, no. I ain't never lied to you.
Come on, man.
Because that makes me feel like it could be, what if she knows that there's a lie?
And how she's you supposed asking? To gaze that? How are you supposed to predict that?
Baby, I ain't never lied to you. What you want to eat? Stop playing.
You're like, babe, man, I hate it when you try to play these games, man.
Get out of here with that stuff.
If you
want to
play a game, let's play Monopoly.
Yeah,
get I'm out not playing here. This
oh,
with you.
Oh, you niggas think you're smooth.
I'm not playing this with you. No.
What are we doing here?
No, but I don't ever want to play that game.
Ever.
I don't play that game.
So we have two cowards here. Chris, what would you do?
I just told you what I'm doing.
Oh, so we have three cowards.
You never lie.
I'm only
baby, ready. I don't lie to you. What you talking about?
Maya, when you get home, grill this pussy nigga. Ask him about every lies.
Do it.
Ask him about where he goes on Sunday mornings every fucking March.
Man, and who the fuck, huh?
To get his ass whooped.
And I want you to tell me who the fuck is Scooty.
Goddamn Scooty. Fucking Nat Burger.
Speaking of Scooty. Speaking of Scooty, DJs. The Whiskey Chick is bringing Scooty to the live podcast April motherfucking 6th at Nomi Bar and Grill, featuring the Niggas with Opinions podcast and the Nigga Navy. Yeah. Once again, that Eventbrite is up. You can go to nwopod.com. You can go to any of the NWO social media pages. You know, I realize we never plug our social media on this shit.
Never. No need to. We have the NWO podcast.
NWO. Hit my DMs. Plus that. We should get a jingle.
Oh, come on.
NWOpod.com.
We're niggas.
Niggas.
What's my motherfucking name? Benny Boy, final thoughts.
Please remember to show up at the live show. Again, it's April 6th, 2019, at Nomi Bar and Grill. Located in North Miami, right in front of the North Miami Police Station. Plenty of you niggas are well aware of where that is. And but please tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. We're on every available streaming platform out there. And thank you again for listening. Oh, and sponsor? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Why are you doing all this referee shit? I don't know what's going on.
Okay, anyway. Don't forget, Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. 6060. I'll wait for the music. I like when I do it with the music. I got pretty good at this
That's
thing.
That's why I was doing all the referee shit.
I wasn't sure.
That's an easy way to do that. We need like signs or something.
We have way too many drinks in us to referee right now. I don't think sign language works the same. So yeah, like I was saying, 6060 Miramar Parkway. Come check me out at the Vegan Trap House. You know what I'm saying? You can't miss us. I put it on the window now. So pull up. We open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, from 11 to 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Do remember that our event, Roses, coming up March 24th, in honor of Women's Appreciation Month, we'll be honoring a poet by the name of Aja Monet. community activist Valencia Gunder, and author and radio personality SoFlo, MC specialist, you know what I'm saying, Stitches. So it's going to be a lit vibe. Agony Music on the ones and twos. My sister Binky is flying in from New York, so it's going to be a nice little energy. Follow us. Purchase your tickets.
Where's the tickets at?
We have an Eventbrite link in the bio of the restaurant page.
Gotcha. Dope.
So if you just go ahead and click on that, get your tickets. We got a table. We purchased a table on behalf of NWO.
Gang, gang.
We in there.
Benny boy, any final thoughts?
I already did mine.
He did his first.
He sure did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my final thoughts are this.
Oh, wait. I have a bit of poetry I want to recite. Okay. Fofos, I'm tipping. Mm-hmm. Wood grain, I'm gripping. Mm-hmm. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Mm. If you turn your neck, your dame might be missing.
Mm. Go.
Poetry of the week.
Dope.
Go ahead, Plus.
I just wanted to say that if your friend stinks, tell them. Because what happens is when the hoes walk by y'all, they think that y'all stink. Now y'all the stank ass niggas because you want to speak up and tell your dog that he stink with your stank ass. Come out to the live podcast and don't be stank. Talk to you dog.
And my final thoughts is because Plus forgot to ask me. He's looking at Chris for whatever reason. if your woman tells you you can tell her anything, any lie you told her before, and there's no repercussions, don't believe her. She's lying.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
The minute you make her mad, she's going to bring it up, and it's not fair to you. Also, I want to say, if you're coming to the live podcast and you need to get your hair done, you ghetto goblin, make sure you go to heavensenthair.com. The Instagram is heaven_senthair. They do have a website, which is www.heavensenthair.com. They offer 100% virgin 8A, 9A hair, full lace wigs, frontals, closures, bundles. All hairs are stocked. All sales are final. Call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Again, the website is www.heavensenthair.com. And for our other sponsor, our other sponsor is Happy Hour Box. You can go ahead and follow them on Instagram at My Happy Hour Box. That's MyHappyHourBox. My Happy Hour Box. It is a monthly subscription box where you can get to discover spirits from around the world in the comfort of your kitchen because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Again, the website is MyHappyHourBox.com. The Instagram is My Happy Hour Box. For our last sponsor, AR3150 Clothing. For 3150 Clothing has been woke since 3150 BC, which is the year of the first dynasty. Enter the promo code NWO for free shipping, and you get 10% off all your orders. So fuck all these designer brands and go ahead and shop 3150 Clothing.
On the gang.
Gang, gang. Gang.
Use the NWO discount code. ASAP. NWO podcast.
Is it Ben? We got song of the week.
Yes, this week's song of the week comes at the hands of the Doobie Brothers.
Thank you.
What a Fool Believes.
Thank you for listening to the NWO podcast. We just want to say, make sure you get your tickets to the NWO live show. We live at Nomi Bar and Grill, April 6th. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
She musters up. smile.